The global school strike movement gained the attention of world leaders at the United Nations last week. But will a speech by Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg and the youth activism she kick-started really help to deliver action on climate change? One of those watching this closely is former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark, who then led the United Nations Development Programme. Reporter Barbara Miller spoke to Ms Clark at the UN headquarters in New York and asked her firstly how she viewed the often vitriolic responses to the Swedish teenager's speech.
I think it's harsh because she's a young girl with a strong point of view, and she's got cut through, and the kind of people attacking her don't agree with the stance she's taking anyway. I just hope she has a deaf ear to the personal criticism, because it can be very distressing.
In Australia, our Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said kids should go to school, a stance echoed by other members of his government. Do you think that criticism's misplaced?
Well, I think a lot of leaders and commentators have said that, and it can seem a bit insensitive to young people who care very passionately about something. In my opinion, missing a few Fridays of school isn't going to be the be-all and end-all of whether you pass an exam at the end of the year. But at some point, you have to plan to go beyond the Friday strike into the structured political action and engagement that will actually change things.
What about the fact, though, that the majority of people in the movement, they couldn't stand for political office? What advice would you give them then?
Well, for many countries, the voting age is 18 and you're able to run at that age. I used to have the view that people should wait till they're a bit older before they came into politics, but I've changed my view. I think the youth demographic in our world is so significant that its voice needs to be heard in the parliaments of the land, in the councils of the land. So, you know, if they're of an age to run, they should. If they're not of an age to run, yes, they should be active at the political candidates' meetings. Striking brings awareness, but you want awareness to be followed by action. And if governments aren't acting, changing either the government or changing the mind of the government becomes a much, you know, tougher ask. And that's why I urge young people to, you know, really interact with the political system, know where the PowerPoints are, know where the change needs to occur to get the kind of action they're calling for.
Do you think the UN was humouring them at all, or do you think there was genuine interest, I guess, from non-believers, from people not committed to this cause, to hear that message?
I think for the UN organisation, that it's so concerned about the lack of progress on the Paris Agreement and the lack of ambition and these nationally determined contributions where member states make their commitments, that it's like a breath of fresh air for young people to come very passionate and demand action. And they have a cut through that perhaps a dry old message from the bureaucracy here isn't going to have.
Do you think they've got any chance of cutting through sort of in mainstream US? So here they are at the UN, but that's a kind of bubble in a sense. How difficult is it going to be to cut through in a country like this under a Trump presidency?
I think it's quite difficult in a lot of this country. On the eastern and western seaboards, you have very progressive states which are doing climate action at scale. But there's a lot of the country where it's not really an issue. And so whether climate strikes can spread right through middle America, heartland America, to make it a national movement remains to be seen.
And that's former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark speaking to ABC reporter Barbara Miller at the United Nations in New York. And you can see more of that interview in Barbara's foreign correspondent program, Climate Kids, tonight on ABC TV at 8 o'clock.